أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We discuss ayah number 158 of Surah Al-A'raf. At the very beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you should never have any haraj, any difficulty in your heart with regards to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals. And then Allah ta'ala spoke about the incidents of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and the various anbiya. And in between now the discussion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began discussing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nubuwat found in the Torah, found in the Injil. Allah Ta'ala discussed the qualities of Sahaba. Now once again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قُلْ سَيْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O mankind, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Certainly I am the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of you. Now one very interesting incident that had taken place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These two were known as Shaykhain, the two great Shaykhs of this Ummah. It is undoubted according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that after all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the next best person after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then after him is Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there was a discussion between the two of them, but they could not come to any solutions, they could not reconcile. There was the discussion, there was some argument that had taken place between these two. There's a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. The riwayat doesn't state what the discussion was all about. But nonetheless, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because there was some disagreement, he gets up and he goes home. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees this. Always we read people by the body language. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not happy that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is displeased, and hence he follows Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to his home. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had locked the door and he sat inside. So the next thing Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu does is he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then realizes that let me go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu already sitting. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is discussing whatever the discussion with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, and he speaks about the disagreement, but he says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have wronged Umar. Now this is what we call ikram-e-Muslim. This is what we call ummat, and this is what we call love between ummatis. And there will be some disagreements. There will be points where we will not agree, but we have to remain as an ummah, and we have to have consideration for the feelings of others. There has to be love. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to speak, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed all the sahaba that were around, and he said to them that all of you, I look at you, I had given you this da'wat of deen, and I made this elan, ya ayyuhannas, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'a. I said that to all of you, but it was Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Without the slightest bit of hesitation, he came forth and he accepted this iman. So you people should have that amount of respect for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So it was on that occasion also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminded Sahaba that this was the call of Allah, this was the hukum of Allah, and I fulfilled this hukum of Allah, saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ard, that Allah, for whom the sovereignty, for whom the kingship, the control of the samawat, of all the skies, wal ard, belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no one else that has power over all of this. There is no one else that has any kingship over all of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. La ilaha illa hu. There is no object of worship. There is no God. There is no power. There is no might. Illa hu. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yuhyi wa yumit. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives life, a lifeless thing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings life in it by blowing in the ruh, and then we get humans and of course the other creatures and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yumit, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives death. There is no one that can remove that ruh from a human being, from a living being, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of it is in the hands of Allah. There is no one that can delay life. There is no one that can extend life. There is no one that can create an early death. There is no one that can delay the death of anyone. All of that is in Allah. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Then believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَسُولِهِ. And in the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this Rasul Allah ta'ala is speaking about? An-Nabiyyil Ummi. That Nabi who is untutored. We discussed this, that these were the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the quality of Ummi shows the greatness of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Allah ta'ala says, Alladhi yu'minu billahi wa kalimatihi. That Nabi who has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kalimatihi, and in the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the words of Allah ta'ala, not only in the Quran Sharif, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Torah, in the Zabur and the Injil, as it was revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had brought iman, wattabi'uhu, and follow him. Two things. Allah ta'ala said, aminu billahi wa rasuli, bring iman in Allah in his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now Allah ta'ala is saying, wattabi'uhu. In the previous verses, Allah ta'ala spoke about who is Rahma, those that follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here Allah ta'ala commands us to follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La'allakum tahtadun, so that you may find guidance and be guided towards Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.